What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Meet in the Middle podcast. We're in Paradise, episode 17.
Not Paris, not Paris. Dude, the AI update got crazy.
Dude, it did. Dude,
they gave me a body and shit.
Dude, the metaverse. The metaverse has become too real. Now we're actually able to record together, which is crazy.
For one day only.
For only one episode. We don't know when it'll happen again. But I apologize for the levels if they're just like outrageously loud or like really quiet at times. I'm checking the volume over here.
Yeah, we're just watching.
We're also outside. Outside in the metaverse, but and you know,
we stepped outside. It's
yeah,
crazy.
It's got to be real enough so that like cars come by and yeah. So
another day, another year. Yeah.
Yeah, another. It's been a whole ass year, and honestly, this time we're actually telling the truth because it is New Year's Eve.
It is.
And. These chairs are drifting. We spent probably like 20-30 minutes trying to figure out where to record.
Yeah.
In the metaverse.
Yeah.
And there's just a lot of tight spaces.
There's a lot of wind in the metaverse for
some reason. Yeah, it's weird. A lot of wind, a lot of like bright lights, a lot of noises. So took us a while to figure that out, but we're here. We're here. Florida metaverse. It's crazy.
Floodiverse.
The Floridaverse.
It's gonna be all episode. Man. Is it like lean or something?
I don't know.
Just keep going.
Yeah, it's like a slant or something. I don't know.
Oh, I guess that makes sense because of water.
But. Yeah, but is the wheels lock?
No.
No. Not high tech enough for
that. Just hold on to you.
Yeah, dude. I'll be like anchor. This. So this is our first episode we've ever recorded together.
Of this
season. We recorded, people that don't know, we had a podcast before this. It was called the same thing. We started it in 2019. We were in Hawaii. Yep. So we just started location doing one. It was called Kicking It in Kauai. Mm. And we just like set the phone down and we were just eating Oreos and just talking about what we were doing on the trip.
Yeah, that was great.
And we scrapped all those episodes since then, but that was
they
only.
They weren't very good.
Don't worry. You're not missing anything. But we haven't recorded one in person since. I don't think.
I like so. Especially we've got a lot better like equipment and everything. Like mm-hmm. The setup's a lot better.
Definitely.
You put a lot more work into it.
Yes, I'm trying. Yeah. Speaking of that, everyone go check out our TikTok and Instagram mitm.podcast. Mitm, as we say.
If you just want some highlights, if you like a little bit shorter form factor content, mm-hmm. You just want a little bit here and there, it's good.
It is good. I find the best couple clips from the episodes and snap them together. So if you want some highlights, TikTok kind of style, as a car goes by. Oh, it's a giant-ass fucking golf cart.
Yeah, that's a really long golf cart. That's crazy, dude. Everybody has a golf cart in Florida. Dude. Everybody.
And they're all huge, dude.
They're massive.
Yeah, we're in the like Tampa Clearwater area. A lot of rich people over here.
We're just outside of Tampa. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're staying with our uncle. He just built this house, and it's like
it's sick,
fucking awesome. So, ideally, we would have loved to have a better location. That like the other side of the house has like the ocean and shit. But
yeah,
or it's like a bay.
Yeah,
more of like a bay.
Yeah, there's just like a boat dock there, basically. Right.
Oh, and I see my sister walking up.
Uh-oh.
I think with her
boyfriend.
They're
going to start yelling.
Yeah, they might. I think that's my sister. No, it's not. Oh, my God. It looks just like her, though.
That was crazy.
That's creepy.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's so weird from here. It definitely looks like her. Yeah, we got the whole fam out here, my dad's side of the family, so we're just hanging out this week. Dude, I mean, what have we even been doing? We both came in on the 28th, I think. That was... I don't even know what day of the week it is now.
Is
it Sunday?
Anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, what day is today?
Sunday.
Yeah, today is Sunday, yeah.
So we came in like a Thursday, I think, the 28th.
Okay.
We both flew in, and then I think we just hung out here that first day.
Yeah.
I think so.
Wait, well, we went out, is that the day we got pizza?
Yes, yeah. We did go out for pizza at a Chicago pizza place, which was good, which is random.
Yeah,
but it was good.
Thinking really good Florida dishes.
Yeah,
deep dish Chicago style.
Yeah,
pizza.
Yeah, dude. And we've been getting like free drinks. I mean, free for us, not for my parents.
Yeah,
but we've been eating good, drinking good all week, and neither one of us really drink that much, so it's been an interesting couple days.
Our uncle can't say the same.
Yeah,
he was out on the first day. He didn't even look like he drank that much.
No, he didn't.
But he was just like what have we been saying? What's the movie?
What is that movie?
Oh my God.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
I came here.
Like a corpse
here.
With just like this. He had the sunglasses sitting on the couch. Inside.
Yeah.
On the couch.
That's so funny. But yeah, we've just been hanging out, eating food. Like, where did we go 29th? What did we do that first day? We didn't really do much.
The big thing for me is the hot tub. The pool and hot tub. I haven't been swimming in years. We talked about that before on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But So I got to go and actually swim, and that was sick.
Yeah,
I'm scared holding my breath now. I feel like I'm going to forget or something. Like, I'm just going to be like, oh, try to breathe again.
Dude, we have, like, he just built this house. It's, like, still kind of under construction on the basement. But we have, like, there's, like, a pool. They got a hot tub. We took the boat out yesterday. That was fucking sick. We've just been, like, fucking living it up. I don't know, living it up on our
hike and stuff. It was really pretty.
Oh yeah, that's what we did that second day. I think we went to the boardwalk.
We went to the boardwalk. It's one like walking distance.
There was a boardwalk through mangroves, which was cool.
Mm-hmm. And saw some cool birds and stuff.
Yeah, we did.
There, some spiders.
Yeah, there's a weird little furry little or spiky little spiders.
Yeah, yeah.
Super.
And
weird.
Then there was like some crazy like, whatever that shell creature was. That
that
was
horseshoe
crazy.
Crab.
Yeah,
or
horseshoe
something?
Crab.
Is that
that's
what it
right.
Is?
Yeah.
Which of the shell of that?
It was just upside down, just a corpse.
Those things fucking freak me out.
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
I think my sisters texted me and they said that they were going to the beach, just to like walk to the water or whatever. So like, we might do that after this if we have time. But I think we're also going to visit our other cousin today.
Yep.
Tanner. I think we're doing
my
that.
My girlfriend's
at noon.
Also flying in today.
Yes.
So that'll be fun.
That will be fun for New Year's, just in time.
Yep.
Which is gonna be sick. But yeah, I don't know. We've just been absolutely just living our Florida lives, you know. it's been absolutely amazing. I mean, the weather's been like iffy. Today's pretty nice though, no clouds.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little cold in the shade, but like, yeah, it's been like what, like mid-60s probably.
Yeah, I'd say mid-60s.
I mean, but like, yeah,
windy.
Like in terms of like, I mean, knock on wood, but rain and everything,
there's no wood.
We've been doing pretty, yeah, I don't know what this house is made of.
Yeah, something probably,
it's the metaverse. Never, nothing will, nothing works anyway.
Nothing's real anyways. We keep forgetting. But yeah, no, we've been swimming, and the pool's heated, but he can only heat the hot tub or the pool at one time. So we've been struggling.
And the pool is just much more bigger body of water.
Yeah,
so it takes a lot longer.
Takes a lot longer.
Whereas if you just get in the hot tub, it's real quick.
Yes.
And all the jets are in there and everything too. So it's just,
yeah,
it heats up a lot faster.
It's nice. It's real nice.
And it is really nice.
And
it's salt water too.
It is salt water, which is super nice. I mean, it's cool, but he lives like in a bay. So like, they have like a boat and there's just other houses inside that. There's like a mangrove thing in the middle, which is pretty sick.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's pretty like, I don't know, it's pretty sick. Like, it's not like we're on like the shore, like we see like open ocean, but
yeah,
it is cool though.
You can see open water from the pool, which is cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
From the pool, which is cool.
Cool pool. You told me you got like shitty sleep last night. What's up with that?
So yeah, I've been getting pretty much shitty sleep this whole time here.
Damn, really?
I've just been on an air mattress, and then for some reason I think the AC is on.
Like, does not surprise me.
I don't
me.
Know. It's just freezing.
Yeah.
And so I'm just so cold, and because I'm on the air mattress, it just like I have probably like 6 or 7 blankets on me.
Damn.
And underneath, like, it's just cold underneath is the thing. So I need to like layer it.
Yeah.
So I need to put some under and then just lay on them. That's what I'm gonna try tonight. But man, it's been a struggle. Like I went and I feel bad, but I like went and turned the heat on in the middle of the night, 'cause I was like, I just can't sleep. And then I think they changed it back, and then I got really cold again, and then I changed it back again.
Damn.
So yeah, I'm sorry, but like I
it is like a compound here. It is like. It's
I mean,
a little bit of
open the window or a door if
yeah,
cold.
Honestly,
or if
it gets
hot,
pretty cold
I mean,
tonight.
But
it's been like, why have AC on? It's not warm at all here. I mean,
no.
Not warm enough to put the AC on, I think. I mean, like,
maybe
such
not,
a nice
maybe
breeze.
It wasn't AC, maybe it was just like it coming, but
coming.
Know. Coming.
Maybe it was just coming.
Maybe it was just coming.
All
right, golf cart or car? What are we calling?
I'm calling car.
That
sounds,
one sounds
like, a
like a car.
So
and
riveting.
It's
giant
a car.
Truck. Nice. That's a big ass fucking truck.
Yeah.
GMC.
It's truck month.
It's truck month. We had, well, our place is like 72, which is way too warm. But Honestly, I've been sleeping fine in like sweatpants and a t-shirt. I'm sleeping on a cot. I got like a literally like a military cot. Yeah. It's fucking it's crazy. And I've actually been sleeping pretty good actually. Oh, what the fuck was that? What the fuck was that?
There's a bird right there.
God damn. Oh my god, yeah. Dude, when I was setting up, there was a squirrel that was like, squirrels are, I don't know what, they're on something else here. Loudest truck ever. The squirrels are on something else here. They're like eating something that's like, and they're like jumping on these palm trees behind us. Yeah, dude, they're just big and big nuts. Yeah, big old fucking nuts.
All in their mouth.
Dude, all in their mouth. They're chewing on them, sucking on them. Oh, God. But the cot's actually not that bad. I slept pretty decent pretty much every night. I have a sleep mask and a fan app.
Me too.
So I got the white noise going. And
I haven't been doing the white noise, but
oh, that's how I couldn't sleep without it. But
I used to.
What sucks is that we're in like a room that has like a ping pong table in it normally.
Mm.
And so like there's no doors, there's no whatever. And so like my grandpa and his wife are staying there, and my parents are staying there, and my sister and her boyfriend are staying there, and my younger sister.
It was weird. I was like, Lila was asking like, okay, what's the setup? Where are people? And I was like, yeah, like nobody's in here. Yeah. Why am I like?
There's like no bedrooms.
There's like no beds. I mean, there's like so many rooms and stuff, but nothing.
No beds.
Yeah, and it's like hard floor. Like
right. They have all the cots
and everything that's over true. There too, because it's gonna be a rental. So
right. Staying in like their Airbnb, like their second house. But it sucks because the living room's right next to where we're sleeping. Bruh.
Florida's got some weird sounds, they do. Man.
But like when everyone wakes up in the morning, they just talk at full volume in the living room, so it just wakes us up.
Oh, yeah.
But like, I mean, it's fine. Like if I'm sleeping, it doesn't bother me that much. But Izzy and I have been putting like half the ping pong table, rolling it in front of the door so they can't get through, so they don't walk through, because on the other side is like the entrance to the back door where there's like the pool out there and the pergola. We haven't even been in that pool because it's freezing cold.
Yeah,
I think it's heated, but he said it's electric, so it takes like a lot longer.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've just been hanging out. We mini golfed yesterday.
That was a lot of fun.
That was super fun. That was like a priority we wanted to do like day one. We're like, this is what we
want
to do.
And I always want to do mini golf, but yeah, like Florida is something you just got
to
do.
You have to do it. Yeah. Like we went like, or because Dash and I play like online mini golf all the time.
Golf and then golf with your friends.
Golf with friends.
Golf
that one does
a good one.
Yeah, golf it's the good one. Golf with friends isn't updated as much. It's pretty buggy, but they have like a couple good maps that are just like classic. But
yeah, it's golf got the bar. You just drag, so it's like, it's really easy to like kind of get it. But then, you actually have to move the mouse with the
right. It's a little more like technical with the golf it game. I think they update it more. But
There's a lot more. There's community maps and stuff like that. So it's a lot more.
It's a lot more fun. There's more like variety, but. So it was fun to like test out our, it's exactly what I thought it would happen, which you win every time.
It's always hit or miss with me. I was playing a good game yesterday. I was pretty consistent is the thing. I'll have a couple of really good ones, but then some of them I'll just not do well at all. I didn't have any that were like super bad at least.
Yeah. I had a few.
It's like, those are the ones that really drag you down.
Right. I mean, I played pretty, like we were pretty neck and neck like for the first like 9 holes, and then there was just one that I got like a 5. I got like 3 fives, I think. And that really fucked me, cuz it was like I'd hit it and then it would just hit the edge and bounce away, and I'm like, "Oh my God."
No, dude, the ones that I like always felt lucky on were like just like when you're like, I don't know, only like 3 or 4 feet away and it's straight and should be easy, but I know that it's not.
Yeah, dude.
And I was like, I'm going to fuck this up. And I would, like, it would just like happen to go, and I was like, oh, thank God. And the nice thing is, dude, for me, it's all about the putters at mini golf places.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of them have like an actual metal one. Like this one was really nice and had that. Some of them have like the like rubbery end, and like they don't hit the same. Like it's
That's
not
so
hitting
weird.
It. Like you can do the light little tap, and with the hard one, it goes and like sends it, you know?
Yeah.
But if you have like the soft one, like it's weird. You have to like hit it. I don't know.
That is weird. I had been to this mini golf place before too, but like I don't really remember much. I mean, I remember like the vibe.
Yeah.
It was Smuggler's Cove. Smuggler's Cove,
so
and Indian Rocks. I think it's Indian Rocks. That's where it is.
Like that.
Racist name, you know? They should probably change that. I mean, I don't know, like...
I don't know what... Yeah.
I don't know anything.
Is it because they thought it was India when they got there? Or
I don't know. I don't know. But But yeah, it's
the neighbors just wave at you. It's really weird. Dude, it's
like I'm kind of like it's
like we're just up here recording a podcast and the guy just driving by in a golf cart just waved at me. So I just waved back. I'm like, okay.
People are so nice here. It's so weird.
I know.
I think it's all because people move here. Like it's like their snowbird homes or something. I don't know.
A lot of people, I feel like, either like don't work here or like vacationing here. So it's like more of a relaxed come here vibe, you know.
Yeah, it was, like, I guess it's a holiday.
We're just, like, vacationing and stuff. Yeah, it's about to be New Year's, so everybody's not working and stuff.
Dude, how do you feel about it being 2024 tomorrow?
That's going to be weird. Like, I still haven't processed that. I also, like, the thing I'm most concerned about is I don't know how old I'm going to be.
What do you mean? You don't know how old you're going to be? What? You don't know how old you're going to be?
Like, do you ever have that where you're just like, how old am I?
Yeah.
I've been having like, this whole year. And so whenever, I know I have to wait, and I'm July, so I have to wait. I'm still going to be a while.
Yeah.
But whenever I get 22, it's going to be 23.
You have 7 months from tomorrow is when you'll be 23.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. July 1st.
Yep.
What's your star sign? Is that something you give
Cancer.
A shit about? Damn, that sucks. Damn, you got cancer. That sucks. Fucking run off the fucking. I don't know anything about that. I was just curious.
Yeah, no.
For all the people that give a shit.
We saw at the biker bar.
Yeah. We went to this like we walked in this
we
bar.
Didn't, yeah, we didn't, we didn't like stay actually there. Stay there. We didn't have a drink. We were so out of place.
Yeah,
we went to a brewery.
We went to a brewery first, and I've been to that brewery too because I've been here like one other time, like 2 years ago. And we walked in and it was fun. We got this like we got this thing called Walk the Planks. It was it was like a 3 ounce of 28 different flavors of it was beer,
some ciders.
And what was the other one? It was like the wine or something.
Like
sangria or something.
Oh yeah, that was
it. Sangria.
Yeah.
And so we got it was 28 of them between what of it was like 13 of us or something. Was that what it was?
I don't know how many.
No, I had four, so I had fucking four, so it's probably not 13 people.
I think I had three.
I think most people had three. I definitely like finished my first one really quickly and got yelled at, and then I had another one. But Dash and I were playing bags, and
blew a lead. Such.
I had a great game though.
Like, I should not have won that.
Yeah, no.
Like you had
sucks.
Three, so he would make. We only had grabbed three bags.
Mm-hmm.
At first, and he
because we're dumb.
Yeah. And he dunked three of them in a row, like all three in a row, and he did that three times.
Three different times.
Three separate times. He made all three in a row, which you should have just went off of that.
Dude, I know. Well, I went over because I was at 16, and I just threw it. And I was like, oh, this is sick. Because I didn't even think I had to think about.
Yeah,
going over, and then I went over, and then then you beat me.
Yeah, I just got like the perfect amount at the end,
yeah,
because it was like they were all out there, and I was like, oh sick.
And then you're like, I just won, and I was like, oh shit, I didn't even fucking realize. Yeah.
I think I just won.
Yeah, it was fun though. That brewery was cool. We left pretty soon after we went. What the fuck, bitch?
He's
shut
still up.
Still
up there.
Just like this bird, like
us,
this
man.
Big, probably bigger, like the size of the mic. But we played bags there. There was like a lot of arcade games and shit there. I would have liked to stay there a little longer, but
yeah. No, that place was honestly would have eaten there. Like
dude,
it was pretty nice.
I had the food there once. It was good.
Yeah. But and they had some cool booth tables where they had like consoles set up at it,
was
so you
sick.
Could like play Sega games and stuff on there.
Yeah, and there's like nobody in there. It was sick.
Yeah. No.
That area was popping though. We had to like park in some like.
That was the thing. Everywhere around it was, but it was on the second like floor, so I feel like less people went up there.
Yeah. It was like a whole like it was like a almost like a strip mall, but.
Yeah, it was a bunch of shopping,
just
like
a bunch
local
of shops
and stuff down there, and then there's like live music as we were coming in too.
That was cool. But then
saw a rat.
We did see a rat. It was like this. It was like a circle, and then
it
had
like,
long ass tail.
What kind of animal? I don't even think that was a rat.
Yeah,
that was something else.
We went up. Well, I went up almost all
some
the way up to
wind.
It, and it moved. So it wasn't dead, but it wasn't moving. And then it like looked at me, and I was like, ah! But then
my mom.
Yeah, my dad goes up. So his sister is your mom.
Yeah.
My dad's sister is your mom, and so. She's like skittish. So I have a video when we were in Hawaii. I took a video. We like had this like dead frog, and my uncle, my uncle Chad, who lives here, had like this. It was this flat dead frog, and he put it like on her, like where she was gonna step up into the car when we were like getting into the car, and he just set it up there. And so when she like opened the door, she saw it, and she was like, like screamed so fucking loud. And I have it on video. I'll play the clip right here.
Hi.
So what my dad did was she was looking at the little mouse thing, and my dad comes up and he like tickles her foot and she screamed so loud. And everyone was like, what the fuck? Yeah. No, it was great. Oh, that was when we were leaving.
Yeah.
But then we went to this Chad was like, you gotta check out this like biker bar. It's crazy. So we get there and of course there's all these like motorcycles parked out front. And
I thought it was like, the way he described it, I thought it was going to be like, oh, it looks like a crazy biker bar on the outside, but it's like different on the inside. Yeah. It was a biker bar through and through. Like there was just like,
it was cool in there though.
It was gross.
It was gross.
It was very, it was smelled bad. People were smoking in there and there was like just grime.
It was
over like
grimy.
Everything.
It smelled like. It smelled like cigarettes in there. The cool thing I thought was cool is that they had dollar bills on the ceiling and on the walls.
Graffiti on like everything too.
Yeah, so like people would write,
not even graffiti, like tags.
Yeah,
like, it was just tags.
Yeah, it was tags. Like, people would write something on these dollar bills and then stick them on the wall or stick them on the ceiling or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so there was like you could probably make like bank in there if you just took all that shit off. Like some of them had like dust on them, like they've been there for years.
Yeah.
That was cool. We went in there and we left immediately. Like it was definitely not our vibe.
Family. Very, like yeah, like what I don't even know what you'd call it. Like a
I don't know.
Like a just some white family, yeah. I guess. Like suburban looking. Walking to this biker bar.
Yeah.
I would like walked in and I was like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
I was like, this is not I was like, we could just fuck with it and like see, because like that's the thing is, like in a group like that too, like they're not gonna like fuck with you or anything, because you just like look like clueless people or whatever. And like, they could be like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah,
or something.
I made the joke of like, we're gonna walk in, they're all gonna stop.
Stop playing the piano.
And then they're gonna come back to doing what they're doing.
Yeah. And then you gotta like
Jedi business. Go back to your drinks. Do you remember that?
Yeah. There's just like a murdered. Like,
yeah.
Just drag him. Somebody
cut her arm off. Yeah. But we left pretty soon after that, and then we went to dinner. Cocos.
Yeah, that was good.
We drove the golf cart there. That was sick. Yeah, we got like a little golf cart.
It was definitely cold.
It was cool though. We drove the golf cart there. Cindy's boyfriend, my older sister's boyfriend's cool, so we've been hanging out with him a lot. And we went to dinner at Cocos. It was really good.
Every time.
We went to Cocos and it was really good.
I got like this like really nice like grilled cheese. Like it was like garlic bread cheese, like with like good grilled cheese and like bacon and stuff on it.
I had like
and the drink.
Were good.
You didn't like the drink as much.
I liked the drink.
But
yeah.
I thought
no one else liked
it. I thought it was really good.
What was it called? Like it was, Hurricane something?
Hurricane
Bitchy Hurricane or something like that. Hurricane Flounder.
Clearwater Hurricane.
That makes so much sense.
So it was a Don Q Passion Rum, Light Rum, Dark Rum, Pineapple Juice, Orange Juice, Lime Juice, and a splash of Grenadine. So a lot of shit. A lot of different liquors. It could get you fucked up really fast. I did not taste that much alcohol in it. I had two of them. I had to slam like the last half of them before we were leaving.
Yeah.
It was definitely like
when I tasted mine, it tasted like alcohol to me. It definitely tasted
like
a mixture.
Little bit, but like the nice thing was to me, it didn't leave much of an aftertaste, and it didn't have much of a burn.
It was good.
That's what I look for when I had it. It was like, it was just a little fruity enough, but it wasn't super sweet or anything like that. It was like a good drink.
Yeah, it was really good. I liked it a lot. I compared to everyone else's drinks, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you try
so
Sam's?
Funny.
Yeah.
Someone listening. They're just dum dum.
Sounds like family.
I hope that'll get picked up.
It's like some island song. Yeah. Playing on a golf
island
cart.
Boy. Like, what if this island boy? We should play that in the golf cart on the way to the beach.
People be like, what the fuck? No, our drink. Did you try Sam's drink?
No. I don't usually like coconut. I don't like coconut stuff either. Very much.
Neither
usually.
Do I. But Izzy and him both had a coconut drink, and they were.
And they both didn't want it after.
No, yeah, they were.
Or
both
no, he like, was. He had like got the orange.
He
something.
Got like an orange creamsicle or something. I'm like, yeah. That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Everyone got something different, I think, though, except for me and you, which I'm fine with because they both look good. I didn't want coconut because Izzy had that other mojito and it had like coconut in it. And I was like,
really,
I
wasn't
not
really
like
mood
it.
For like a margarita or anything. I didn't want anything too sweet, and I was like. I'll try this.
Yeah, no, it was really. I thought it was really good.
Mm-hmm. I took a picture of the menu. Like, that's why I looked it up. Yeah. Because I want to like make that at home. Yeah. Because it was that good.
Yeah.
It also had like an orange slice and a cherry mm-hmm. and stuff in it. There's mm-hmm. something else in there too.
I think there was a lime.
There was a lime, probably. Yeah.
So it was good.
Like, real fruity and good.
I had like a barbecue, or no, it wasn't barbecue. It was like a triple bacon burger or something, like bacon three way or something.
Yeah,
it was
that's
called.
What it was, bacon three way.
I had a three way. I had a three way with some bacon last night. Hell, it was fucking amazing. It was really good. And there was, we had some fries. I also ate Izzy's nachos and the second half of your grilled cheese. And I was like chilling after that. I've been eating a lot here. I'm not going to lie. It's been just like too hard not to. There's just so much good food.
Well, that's the thing though. Is like, at least we're going out for it. Like, we're not just sitting here around just like snacking on stuff here.
Yeah, I don't
like,
really.
We're eating like meals.
I'm eating meals. Yeah. I'm not snacking too much because I'm so full from the meals. But, yeah, we've been we cleaned out the seltzers that first night.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not usually, like, a huge seltzer guy, but, like, I don't know. Something about
y'all
being
did,
here.
Right? Most of all, I had some.
Modelo's.
What is it called? I had, like, the Crown and the.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Night, first couple know. Nights I had rum and coke mostly, but.
I still haven't had a rum and coke since I've been here.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll have to do
I've
that
had
tonight.
Coke and I've had rum. Or no, I haven't had rum.
Have I had rum?
Well, at least with the drink last night.
Yeah. Oh, I guess. Yeah.
But.
Well,
but not
I.
Like here.
I haven't had like we had like seltzers. Like my parents got a bunch of Trulies. I don't really like Trulies, but we had Vizzies too, and we like literally drank them all like in a night. And I'm normally like a beer guy, but when I'm full, I don't really want to have a beer.
It is a very filling drink.
Yeah. Even like Mexican beer, which I like, it's just like. It's just sometimes I'm just like, ugh, I just don't really want a beer right now.
Yeah.
I want something that has a little more flavor.
So, like, full of shit.
Yeah, so I'll get, like so that's why I like Vizzies. They're just, like, light. It's, like, just, like, a light, like, fruity thing. And I'm not usually, like, a seltzer guy. Like, I like them, but I don't usually drink
them.
Yeah,
like, that's the thing. Is like, I think they're all right. I think they're better than some other stuff. So, like, I'm okay with drinking it.
Yeah.
And I'll pick it up if it's, like, because, like, I don't know if Lila likes it and, like, I'll drink it.
Yeah,
but
no, I like them, but, yeah.
It's not, yeah, it's not like, that's the drink, you know?
Right,
you
yeah.
know what I mean?
No, I agree. I think, like, I don't know, seltzers are good, like, especially, like, we've been in the hot tub, too, like,
mm-hmm.
last night we got back from the restaurant, I was so full, and I'm like, I could not have a beer. And so I had a seltzer, but even then I was, like, forcing it down, just to, like, because we were playing a game.
Yeah. No, but, I had a beer and like I could like sip at it a little bit.
Yeah.
The thing is, that's nice is like it does like make you feel like that, but then you burp
and yeah,
it, like,
and
you kind of releases
out.
A little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, that's true. After
I feel like you start to feel like whatever you drink. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Like you embody that, and like seltzers make me like
embody being a woman.
It makes me into a white claw.
Yeah.
And that's not how I'm trying to feel.
No, yeah. I think, like, I don't know. We've been having, like, Kona seltzers, which I don't think they're very good. But my sister's liked them, I guess, and Sam likes them. He's like, it doesn't taste like anything. I'm like, exactly. He's like, it's good. I'm like, no, it doesn't taste like anything.
Yeah.
That's
the thing is, like, yeah, some people look for wanting the alcohol to not. That was a loud one.
That was loud.
Oh, there's another.
Back to back. Thank you.
Some people look for just not tasting the alcohol, and if they can achieve that, then that's all they need.
Right.
But I've reached a point where it's like, I've found a couple things that are like that, but I don't really seek out, I don't drink very much anymore, honestly.
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm going to drink, I want it to taste good, too.
Right.
If I can, you mm-hmm. know? Like, again, like, if we're just hanging out, like, drinking or whatever, I can do it.
Yeah.
But I would obviously, I think everybody would prefer to enjoy what right. they're drinking
100%.
As they're getting drunk. You
yeah,
know?
No, I think that's right. I mean, That's why I'm like, ugh, I don't like drinking shit. I don't like drinking. Like, that's why I've been making shit that I like or, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't normally, like, I mean, I like trying different shit, too. So, like, it's not a big deal. But, I don't know. Seltzers are great, but I agree. beer is good sometimes. I might have beer tonight, but we'll see. It's like beer is just so heavy. Like at my parents' house and stuff too. Like, oh, sorry, we gotta turn the fucking camera back on. There we go. Okay. Every 30 minutes, I gotta do that shit. yeah, I don't know. We've been drinking a lot, which has been different. My mom's like, "You say you never drink. You drink us out of the whatever." I'm like, "Well, yeah, I only drink when I'm around you guys because you guys only drink."
Yeah. Sorry, that was Lila. She's boarding right now.
That's, oh, nice. That's okay.
Nice. I'm not just ignoring. I swear.
No, I know.
I just start playing a game.
You're playing a football game.
Yeah. Oh, that, I just mentioned something about that.
Yeah.
Sam's been got me on this. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what it's called.
Retro Bowl.
Yeah, Retro Bowl.
Yeah.
And it's just like some football game that's just been addicting. Like, it's been bad for me. Like, I just can't stop.
Oh, and you lost money last night too on that
game. Yeah. Yeah. He said like, oh, like Dallas Cowboys game is gonna be like real high scoring.
Yeah.
We didn't even make half of what I was supposed to.
Was it like 23 to like fucking?
And I was supposed to get 20 or something? And I was supposed to get like 53.
Damn.
So
53 points total.
Yeah.
Damn.
And so did not reach that.
Yeah. So he lost $7,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Sam owes me that.
last night though, we were leaving dinner and we keep seeing like Delta 8 signs for shit. And
well, you know how we are.
You know how we are. And we're like, damn, just looking at the ocean, looking at all this shit, all these beautiful sunsets. You know, it'd be nice with this weed.
Good smoke.
you know, good smoke. We're like, obviously it's not legal here and it probably never will be. So we were like, what do? We keep seeing Delta 8. We're like, let's just go to this convenience store. It's like 8 p.m. We'll see if they have anything, you know?
Mm.
And so Sam pulls it up. We're like pulling on the golf cart. No one else is with us. It's just us three. And we head to this convenience store. And Sam's like, I'll just run in. So he runs in. He's in there for like 5 minutes. Comes back out. He's like, guys, I got it. He's got the fucking shit. And we have like,
and
so we got a cart.
He had to buy a cart and a pen. Like there was nothing like a stizzy or anything like that. That was just like an all-in-one thing. Like you had to get like the whole battery and everything. So we had to like charge it up as a whole thing.
And he asked the person that was working behind the counter. He's like, so what do you recommend? She goes, I don't know. I don't smoke that shit.
That's so funny.
Because it's like, we're not locals. We don't know how to get the real shit. But honestly, like, I mean, you just have to hit it more than like you would a normal dab pen, but I got there eventually.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
When we got out of the hot tub, I was sitting there, I was like,
it's like, it's different. For sure.
Yeah, it is different.
But,
yeah.
But, it's good still.
It is good still. We'll definitely have to be ripping that today. Since I'm leaving tomorrow, but
yeah.
Is that the same golf cart that had the fucking probably. Island noise? but we have like most of it. Like we only did it last night. And no one else knows except for us. I thought Sydney might know.
I know.
When
really.
We came back, when we
no,
came
dude,
back
it was
from
plugged in.
Yeah,
it right was there. In front and of your the mom drink. Went and got drinks, and I was just like, okay.
It was plugged in like a red. I mean, you couldn't see what it was, but it was a little red light above where the drinking thing was, or where the cooler was. And she walked right up to it and didn't even notice it.
And her like, okay, and that's always been our attitude. And I was like, we don't care if they know.
I mean, we're adults. It's not like we give a shit.
We're adults, and it's legal and everything. Like, it's not.
It is Delta. It's legal. Yeah, it is legal.
So we were just like, but we were like, obviously, we don't want to just, like be that.
We don't want to be like
public and crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
the thing is, my parents are a little more uptight about it. Not like uptight in like a whatever. It just is what it is. But if they don't need to know, they don't need to know. You know, it just makes our lives easier.
Yeah.
And it's more fun.
Yeah, true.
Because they're not judging us and whatever, but or trying to fuck with us.
That would be funny. Though.
That would be funny. I definitely want to hit that at the beach when we go later.
Yeah, it would be funny to see them hit it.
Yeah, it would be. They'd be coughing
because
so bad.
It's in like maybe like it's literally legal. Like you can't.
Can't hit a legal dose. but that was funny.
And that's the thing, too, is, like, it's not even, no medical, nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, it is 100% okay, as long as you're in a designated spot that you can do it, which at home is fine.
Yeah. Yes.
Especially when it's a pen. It's not, like, you're smoking,
it is a pen.
Smoking herb.
Yeah, it's
not,
like, smoke. You're not, like, lighting something up with a fucking lighter.
I mean, it's Florida. People do cigars and stuff all the time, but...
Oh, that sounded good, but I'm glad we didn't get that, because I think I'd be fucking, like, hung over today from
that.
Yeah,
I think that would, like... That would hurt.
That would fuck me, I think. I mean, I think it'd still be fun. Like, I would do it if someone
I know, I would
it
do
for
it,
me,
but I wouldn't do it as much as we probably have in the past.
No, we've talked about this. Like, cigars just leave, like, the worst taste in your mouth no matter what you do. Like, I'll brush my
teeth. The taste of mouth cancer, man.
Yeah. It's the cost of mouth cancer.
It's the taste, not the cancer itself.
It's just the taste.
That's the cost of the taste of mouth cancer. The cancer itself, yeah, whatever.
Whatever, dude. But the taste of it, so, it's just so bad.
That's why I always get, like, who would even buy cancer-flavored gum? Like,
dude, I know. Yeah, who would do that? Dude, no, I don't know. Cigars just, like, it depends on if you have one and you just have, like, a drink, it's fine. But if you're already drunk and you have a cigar, it's, like, the worst.
Mm.
It fucking sucks. Like, it gets you over too much. Like, the worst time I had was I had the spin so bad. I feel
like
one puff
could be all right, but not, like,
I smoke a whole full one.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah, or, like, most of it.
That's a lot.
It sucks. I mean, it's nice, but in the moment. But then you're, like, done with it. You're, like...
But whenever, yeah, it's always when after... I mean, it's the same thing with, like, drinking. It's, mm-hmm. like, in the moment, it's great. But then, like, afterwards, you're, like, oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
This doesn't feel like
good. No, it doesn't. But we were, like... Like, I don't know, cigars, like, I don't know, they're just, they're great, but then, like, no matter what you do, you just can't get that taste out of your mouth for, like, 12 hours, like,
yeah,
I'll go to bed and I'll, well, dude, like, I'll brush my teeth, like, I'll rinse my mouth out, I'll do whatever I can, I'll wake up and it's still in my mouth, and it's, like, waking up with that, and, like, then you just kind of feel it in your head, too, you're just, like, ugh,
yeah,
it's just not a good feeling, it's not worth it, like, it's really not worth it to get, like, a minor buzz, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
it's more for the experience of it than actually.
I think. But it would be cool. I mean, we did it in Hawaii, but I didn't really know how to do it. Do you remember that story? Like, mm-hmm. we walked in, they had just changed the law where you couldn't get it at 18. It was like happened like a month before that.
Yeah.
And so my dad walks in with us and he's like, picks them out. And he goes, Are they 21? And I goes, no, they're 18. And he goes, well, we can't sell you anything. He's like, what? Aren't they grandfathered in? And he's like, not in Hawaii.
That's crazy.
And he's like, well, I guess I'm buying it for myself. I don't know how they didn't, like, not let him. Like, I'm surprised they let him buy shit. I think we might have had to leave.
I think they didn't. And then we had to go somewhere else and he had to buy it just himself.
He's like, well, I can't sell this to you for whatever. And my dad's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, this just happened a month ago. Like, I don't know. It's because I thought we were grandfathered in.
Yeah, because it happened after we had already turned that age. But mm-hmm. I guess it doesn't matter if it's not the state you live in or something, maybe.
I don't know. That doesn't make any sense.
Like, I think it might be the idea. Like, it doesn't make sense for Hawaii. But, like, I could see, like, maybe, like, if you, like, if it's just changed in a state that's nearby that mm-hmm. has it. And then you, like, were crossing to go get it mm-hmm. or something like that. Yeah. I could see something. But nobody's flying to Hawaii to pick it up and fly.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, it's like, I don't know. Who gives a shit? But, we smoked that's the first thing I ever smoked, and I could not figure it out. I could not figure it out. But it was fun. I mean, I thought it was going to be a fucking ill-ass photo of us smoking it.
Yeah.
Well, that was funny, but that was like over 4 years ago.
I was a little too good at it, I think.
Yeah, I think you were too good at it. People were alarmed.
I probably should have been like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, cough, oh, my throat. Yeah, throw up from it. But I don't even know what we're doing, like, the rest of the day. I know we're visiting Tanner, but then I think we're just hanging out.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm just going to show Lila around. It's going to be my biggest thing, so.
Yeah.
I am going to abandon you for a little
bit. No, that's fine, dude. I get it.
Because, yeah, she's meeting all of the family for the first time all at once here. It'll be a relaxed environment and stuff, but that's got to be stressful for anybody.
Oh, yeah, 100%. They've gone by 3 times, dude. What are they doing?
No, there's got to be different ones.
I know it's the same because I remember that woman on the back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, straight up.
Is that your dream woman?
Looks like my mom, so no. No, it's not
you
my
sure?
dream woman.
No. No. I hope not.
No. Dude, yeah, I don't know. But I'm leaving tomorrow around, like, noon. I think that's when I fly out.
Oh, that sucks.
Which sucks.
Yeah.
When are you leaving? I can't remember.
The day after.
Oh, okay.
At, like, 10 or something like that. So in the morning. But not early morning. Dude, Sydney has the worst.
Oh, my God. Sydney has to... Yeah. On New Year's Eve, too, she has to wake up at, like, 3 in the morning to go home.
She's just not going
to
go to sleep, I think.
Honestly, well,
I mean, you would get an hour or two, like, if
dude,
you, if
I don't know
actually,
what they're gonna do. I feel like they're both like, I feel like they're both like a certain way that they would, they're both not gonna be able to handle each other if they're sleep deprived.
Yeah,
I can't sleep on planes, like, I just can't. I can't sleep unless I'm like in a bed, like, at night. Like, that's just a weird thing that I have. I can't take naps, like,
well, yeah, no, especially like. I mean, I'm on, like, Southwest and stuff, so I, there's no assigned seating or anything, so probably not getting, like, a window or whatever.
Mm. But there's no assigned seating?
No, so, yeah, it's really weird. The way that it's set up is they have, like you get a letter and a number. So I was, like, B50-something, and so there's, like, there's like these posts that have all the numbers on them, and so A is the first group that lines up, and so it'd be like A1, and it's the first person to go, and so they're in the first in the line, and it's in the order that you check in. So then everybody goes, and then everybody just boards the plane in that order, and then you just pick whatever seat's open.
Wow.
And go on.
Weird.
So that's the way they do that.
That's super weird.
But you can also like pay to get your number up more and stuff, so there's still ways to.
They can pick anywhere in the plane to sit?
Yeah, like if you're the first one on, you can pick anywhere on the plane.
Wow.
You can fly it.
Yeah, go into the
you're like, I want that one.
And then, yeah, that's funny.
And he's like, well, he's the first.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
They want to run it over. That's so funny. That's so weird. I've never even heard of that.
Yeah. I think they're the only ones that do that.
That's so weird.
Just in the Southwest, you know?
Dude, I guess so. I'm flying Sun Country, and that...
What is that?
Dude, it's Minnesota, I think, based, which is odd.
Yeah, that's weird.
I feel like it'd be, like, Florida or something, but they fly... Like, my parents fly that all the time to, like, Arizona and shit. It's just, like, a cheaper, smaller plane. Huh. But, dude, okay, wait. We talked about this a little bit about... Well, no, we did talk about this on the podcast, about whether or not leaning your seat back was, like, a dick move or not.
Oh, yeah.
And
we did the seat back and the
armrests. Yeah. But I would like to reiterate that I think it's a dick move to lean your seat back unless you're on like an overnight flight, an international flight, or a flight longer than like five hours.
5 hours is probably
moving. But like, dude, like my parents are like, well, like, I don't think it's me. If you, okay, also if you ask, if you ask, at least it's a little nicer. But like, dude, I think like, it might just be me because I'm like a tall person.
Yeah.
So like I already have zero leg room. And then to lean someone's seat back, even just a little bit, is so annoying to me. Like I would never do that to somebody.
Unless there's like a child behind me that's not going to.
Yeah.
Not
going to
like
dude,
can't use that room or something.
But like even that. Like, but, yeah, yeah, no, I know what you mean. Yeah. But I think, dude, I don't know. I don't know how people like don't feel bad. Like I would feel so bad. Loud ass truck.
That was the loudest.
Jeez.
It's not even like revving or anything. It's just falling apart.
Yeah, it's falling apart. Dude, I don't know. Like, I just like would. I've never leaned my. I don't even know how I would. I don't even know how to do it. That's how I've never done it. Like, I've just never even.
There's a little button on the side.
Never even tried it.
Really?
Nope. Never done it once.
Not even on an international.
Never been on an international.
Really?
No. What? Well, yes,
Costa
but
Rica and stuff?
Yeah, but like that wasn't like. I mean, there were like 5 hour flights.
Yeah.
From like Dallas, so it didn't
but
really
did,
feel
you,
like it.
Did you not?
No. I've never done it before.
Damn, that's crazy.
I'm not saying I'm better than anybody. Shit, actually, so I'm saying I'm better than you, but
I am not sitting upright on a flight to London.
No,
I'm sorry, 14 hours.
No, I don't blame people for that at all.
But also, those are like set up a lot bigger, and like you have a lot more room, and it's made to lay out because they like shut off the lights and everything.
Right.
And have like a nighttime thing, like when you're supposed to.
Exactly, because like I don't, but like I don't know for like a 3 hour flight. Why the fuck do you need to lean your seat back? It's just weird. Like, why do you need to do that?
Yeah.
Ugh, I don't know. I don't think they're trying to be annoying and weird about it, but I think it's annoying.
I don't like people.
Yeah, I just don't like people. I think that's what it is. I think that just boils down to the fact that I don't like people.
People will choose, I don't like that that's an option. You know?
I don't either. Why is that even a fucking option? That's a good point.
It doesn't make
sense. I mean,
sense.
The thing is, too, it's like...
We were talking about it, too. It's like a domino effect. Like, everybody can go, except the person at the end. I've been the person in the back of the plane, and you have nothing.
Yeah.
They should put it a little bit distance off so you can... Like, if any spot should be able to do it, last person should be able to.
Dude.
You are going to have to wait the longest for everybody to get off the plane.
Yep.
Like, all... You just are stuck there.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Yeah, like, let that person have something, you know?
Dude, I think, like...
And, like, all the movies, they die first. It, like, the back of the plane rips off. Where I was like, damn it, I already had the last seat. Yeah. Like,
The last ticket on Southwest in the back of the plane.
Bro should have upgraded.
Yeah, bro should have upgraded.
That's what they say in the report. Like, if they... Bro should have upgraded.
That's so funny.
Make sure y'all upgrade.
Make sure you upgrade so you don't die if the plane falls apart. Those seats are always empty.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I think it's honestly, it's the airline's fault that they're like making these planes so fucking small. Just like take out like three rows and just make everyone's seats like just bigger.
Yeah.
But they're just not going to do that. They don't give a shit.
No, they make more money.
They make more money because they know they can get away with it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, which that's everything.
Well, all the airlines do and stuff. Cause,
it boils down to even like
I mean, you know how much money it costs? Like, I think airlines lose a ton of money on that stuff because, like, having empty seats and flying this massive plane and refueling, checking it, doing all that stuff, you have to pay for all the workers and everything. Like, it's got to be such a process that I just don't even know about.
Yeah.
So, like, I kind of get it in, like, a business standpoint. But, yeah, if you're looking for, like, comfort and, like, luxury and stuff, because I think even if you did pay for the extra things, like if you pay for first class, it's not that much nicer. Like you do get you get the legroom and stuff that you would want on a regular flight,
right?
But you don't get.
But that's what I'm saying, dude.
It's not. It doesn't seem to be like actually worth. Like some of them are like spending like $600 more to get a like a shitty mimosa.
Yeah, and an eye mask.
And an eye mask.
Yeah,
that's also shitty. It falls apart.
Yeah,
and the headphones. $1 eye mask. You know the headphones that everybody gets are all like crappy and stuff.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's literally, it's exactly the same thing as, like, you have a service, like a streaming service, and then you have to pay for it to be ad-free.
Yeah.
Like, Amazon Prime's doing that now. And I just learned that Amazon upped their shipping, their free shipping cost from $25 to $35
really?
For free shipping.
Wow.
The other day, I just figured that out. Isn't that fucked up?
That's fucked. Well, that's kind of the whole thing, I think.
It's like, fuck you, Amazon. Yeah. You have trillions of dollars.
Yeah.
Like, do you really need to fuck everybody else? Like, that's so annoying. I don't understand that.
Because they can.
It's because they know that people will just pay it because they're sheep.
This is America.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be one of those sheep, probably.
That's what I'm saying, dude. It's because
it is just the convenience of it and everything.
It's convenience, but it's convenience we deserve. Like, we
I just have to plan stuff out more now. Like,
I don't have Amazon Prime, but, like, now I'm, like, $35 for shipping. That's a lot of shit. Like, you have to buy something big for that. Or, like, multiple little things.
Well, that's the thing is, I've kind of noticed that now, too. Like, they'll have, like, the... like the fresh things or whatever. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Like it'll be like local, like store, like grocery store or something like that style stuff. So like if you're like, I need Q-tips or something like that, like it'll go into like a separate style cart. And then once you reach like $25 or something, then you can put the order through. And it'll be faster though. Like you can get it like same day and stuff too.
Okay. So that's like more worth it.
Well, yeah. And it's, but
they don't
want to
ship
like
just like, just like Q-tips. Yeah.
Yeah. Because if they have it locally or whatever, then
they'll
do that. But then I'm like, well, now I have to build up this whole cart or pay extra for this one thing that I need. And when you send everything else like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I think, I don't know. I especially with the streaming services, like I saw a comment about how Amazon's doing their like ad option now where it's like Amazon Prime, which you're already paying for. Now you have to pay $3 a month more to get ad free.
Yeah. That's
and it's
dumb.
Like. Did they forget, like, why we started to do streaming services? To get away from fucking cable companies charging us for fucking nothing?
Yeah.
And now we have to pay to have... We have to keep adding... Paying more and more Netflix ups their fucking price every year.
Yeah.
By, like, $3. It's like, fuck you. Like, I don't know. Like, that's so shitty. I don't know. I hate that shit.
Yeah.
It bothers me so much. And then just... And they get away with it because they don't, like...
And it's supposed to be like a competitive market against each other, but it's really not.
Yeah.
It just cycles.
It
like
cycles.
You see the movies cycle onto each platform.
Yeah.
Like
you wait long
like,
enough, each movie will be somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just what you want to watch then and how bad you want
to watch
it. And
that's how they're trying to do like their originals. We have originals that are so good, but it's like, what the fuck does Amazon
they're not
have?
Good.
Like, you know, The Boys, that's about it.
They have, they have that. They have the Jack Ryan.
Who fucking cares about that? Like, who actually watches that? I'm sorry, John Krasinski, but who watches that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think that appeal. I don't think this appeal to me at least, but.
No, yeah.
It's
like, it feels like a new cable show.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like, that's.
At least the ads, anyway.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, streaming services has become so, like.
Saturated.
Yeah, there's so many of them. You have to have all these to get anything, and
so many of the originals
just becoming,
are terrible too.
It's honestly, it's becoming worse than cable because you can't even. Yes, you can watch your shows, but you have to have fucking 14 different streaming services to watch like your favorite stuff. Like, it's just like, and it happened so quickly, and everybody jumped on the fucking bandwagon. Now every company has their own streaming service, and every company has fighting to get the rights to their. Shit and all other stuff, and it's just back
and forth.
I wonder
where it'll be in like a few years, if it'll be down to like just a few or one, because
they're all buying each other out too.
Yeah, and but like also you're not allowed to have a monopoly on it either, because then you can charge stuff like that. Like that's the whole point. But everybody's charging it like that.
Yeah.
So it doesn't. I don't know.
And they're all gonna be They're all gonna be adding like ads and more and whatever, because to help fucking do that, it's just like, ugh. Like I wish there was just one place you could get everything, like buy it. Like, that's why I started buying, like, DVDs again, even though DVDs fucking suck. But, like, at least you own it. and no one, yeah. like, I can own all my favorite movies, so I don't have to, like, fucking rent them for $4.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah. like, okay.
I, like, want to find a spot, like, I don't want to have to stick a disc in every time.
Yeah, I don't either.
I just wanted to, like, whatever. But, like, I need to find, like, what, because, like, you can buy them mm-hmm. online and different yeah. things, but you got to know where you have it. You yep. know, like if you mm-hmm. bought like something like back in the day on iTunes and stuff, like I'm sure as hell have a bunch of movies I on there too, that I'm yeah. like, where, like, I don't know yeah. what I have or where it is. You know?
And how to get to that, how to access yeah. them too is like, you can watch it on a fucking iPad, but you have to like download yeah, an app like and what? Shit. Yeah.
yeah.
But like, yeah, that was I liked that aspect of it, but still like those were still so expensive too. Like I can buy, I mean, the thing is with DVDs, like I thrift a bunch of DVDs, especially like movies like that came out in the early 2000s. There's just so many. Like you could buy the Lord of the Rings. I see like all three Lord of the Rings movies every time I'm at.
Oh yeah.
Like thrift stores. Oh yeah, they're everywhere.
That's great.
Same with Kill Bill.
The book is so expensive still.
Really?
I saw it in a Target the other day, and it was just pretty basic. Like it looked cute and whatever, but it wasn't like gold or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like $55 for the first book.
What?
For one book. And I was like, that's a book that I might actually be interested in, and
yeah.
I'm not going to pay
right.
that for it. Holy
Literally.
Shit. I'm like, the other books next to it are like $20.
Yeah.
Which is still, I think, a little expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you're like,
it is. Dude, books are expensive,
like,
though. It's
books
crazy.
Are like just like this big paper thing that's going to take up space in my house.
Mm-hmm.
is
yeah.
really what it is.
It's going to sit on my shelf and I'm never going
to
read it.
Yeah, exactly. I might read it once. Like
that's, yeah, I can't. It's hard to justify buying a book for me because I know I don't read it. Or if I do, it's going to take me so long that it's not going to be worth it. It's not going to be worth $20. Books are expensive though. It's crazy. Like some books are like $30. Like what the fuck? Like, how is it that expensive?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just Target, but
I probably
I need to go
is.
Like Barnes and Noble and see what
yeah,
they
are. They're still fucking expensive.
Yeah,
I mean,
probably.
Dude, it's like, you could go to the bigger corporation ones like that, or you could go to the local bookstores, but the local bookstores are more expensive.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
So it's like, but they're cooler in there. I don't know. Bookstores are cool, but books are just fucking expensive. I think it's just straight up just books are expensive.
Yeah.
Books and stuff. Trying to think if we'd done anything else. Anything else weird when we were here?
Not getting in that ocean, probably.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna. I don't know.
I might put my feet in.
I probably
like
put my feet in
at the beach.
I don't know if I'll jump in.
I don't think I'm like, unless there's like crazy waves or something, and we can do like body surfing and stuff.
Well, there's boogie boards at our place.
I saw that.
Yeah,
but I don't think the waves are gonna be enough.
Yeah, I don't think they will either.
So like the tide's low right now too.
Yeah, like, it smells like shit.
Yeah.
Dude, imagine ripping the cart, fucking boogie boarding. That'd be so
I just
sick.
Drown.
Yeah,
guys, watch this! Just like boogie board snaps in half, I'm
yeah.
just gone,
just
and
rolling
you just don't see me again.
Yeah. You never see him. Like, well, he's fucking gone.
Yeah,
the dolphins take you away.
You just see the Meg, and you're just like,
yeah, yeah. We're all like running away, guys. What's going on?
Yeah,
you're
I'm
ripping
like,
it while you're going. Fucking
I jump in its mouth. Just
you offer it to the dolphins.
They're like,
offering
they're
the
like,
card to the
with
dolphins.
Their flipper, they're just like,
yeah. Like, bro, we've been waiting for this Delta 8 shit. It hasn't hit the ocean yet.
Bro, people have not been throwing that shit in.
Dude, that would be the ultimate ocean update. Delta 8 in the ocean.
Delta 8 in the ocean. Oh, man.
The ocean update.
What would be the, if an animal was a stoner in the ocean, what would be that animal?
100% a fucking turtle.
You think
turtle.
A turtle?
Yeah, dude, think about turtle and too. The turtle and Nemo.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, like what's going
oh,
on?
Oh crush, man.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah,
man.
It's
right.
fucking wicked.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
They'd definitely be because they're so like late. They're so
you
like
know,
easy
just
going.
Hanging out in
yeah.
the reefer.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. The reefer, dude. That's funny. Damn, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. That's so funny. Fucking yeah! What other animal would do it? Sea turtle, they're definitely just chill. They're chill like that. It's my favorite animal.
I feel like an octopus would do like meth.
Yeah. They would be doing fucking like
they
heroin.
Just are,
or something.
They're aliens,
yeah.
man. Like they would
yeah,
just do great. And like it wouldn't affect them though.
Yeah, it
like, they would like.
Their eyes
and
just
then they would just be like.
Yeah.
And then
that's
just
what,
the
that's just their
go
normal.
Open
yeah.
and then close and then done.
Isn't it weird that they have a fucking beak? That's
yeah.
so freaky.
It's scary. Ugh. I wouldn't want to get bit by one.
Yeah. Do you remember, were you with us when we saw the octopus in Costa Rica? The little one? We were snorkeling outside that one
yes,
shore?
Yes, yeah.
It was, like, hidden. That was
Lila
cool.
Lila has now taken off. She boarded, now she's gone.
Nice.
Going.
Yeah. Nice.
She's nervous.
How far was your flight?
Huh?
How long was your flight?
What do you mean?
How long was your flight from Austin to here?
It's 2 hours.
I'm, 2 hours?
She's just that's taking off now. Yeah.
Nice. Time change too.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Top three things you want to do in 2024. Go.
Meth. No.
Meth, heroin, coke.
Now that fentanyl stuff's I've heard pretty good.
No, we gotta stop that bit. We keep talking about how good it is. We gotta stop. Oh god.
Go see your local fent dealer today.
Yeah, no.
Call 1-800-500-1800
Empire today.
For all your fentanyl needs.
All your fentanyl needs.
People just start calling them returning.
Wrapped up in the carpet. Yeah. Or whatever they fucking
no,
do.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Smoke weed.
Smoke weed with fentanyl. I mean, smoke weed.
Well, without.
Mm-hmm. That's ideally better so you live through it, you know, and you can tell the tale.
Yeah, and you don't live a horrible life.
Horrible, yeah.
It is pretty tragic, actually. We make light of dark.
We do.
That's what we do.
Yeah. All right, top three things.
What do I want to do this year? I want to live the whole year.
That'd be sick.
At least.
That'd be sick, though, yeah.
That would be good. Definitely, that'd be a good start, at least.
Definitely top three.
Yeah. I want to not go homeless.
Okay.
That's another big one.
Big one. Big up.
You never know.
You never know, yeah.
I want my car to also stay intact.
Nice. Yeah.
So pretty, I mean, it's like kind of a lot to ask for.
It is honest. A lot to ask.
It actually is a lot to ask for.
That's what you think about it, yeah. Honestly, with this economy, we don't know.
Dude, like my car has already been totaled and stuff. I'm still driving it. But,
yeah. He's just driving wheels.
Yeah, no, I like one wheel.
Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, like where you have like
just
the tires
on
the
it,
Legos.
You know?
Yeah.
Like a log, you know, mm-hmm. and just roll
it. Yeah, you
on
roll it.
That,
down.
That's how I get to mm-hmm. work nowadays. Oh, I also want none of my animals to get cancer or any health defects. Motherfucker.
That's true.
Goddamn dog. I'm sorry. Dog. I love you, Doug, but
he can't
don't
this.
Do that again, please. Dude, his face got so gray. I think it's because of that.
Think so?
Like he was like completely fine like before it, and like it was like a couple months after.
He looks old as fuck
he
now.
He does
yeah.
now. And he's like, but he's like still like this muscly, like fit really fast
yeah.
dog. And
well,
like, he's,
he looked,
still
he went
puppy.
From puppy to like divorced dad in like 6 months. I swear to God.
To Santa.
Yeah, yeah, literally. Yeah, this motherfucker's got gray hair. It's crazy.
Just like, I mean, it's like it's all the lab, I think, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Bro got cancer and was like stressing about it.
yeah, dude.
But didn't look like he was. He was having a great time.
He was having a great time.
Like he
slowly.
Loved the doctors and everything. He's like, "You mm-hmm. cut me, I don't care. You, I love
yeah,
you."
Yeah, I love you still.
Oh, is that?
Is this Patty? Patty's home.
Yo.
But we she's probably like, "What the fuck are you guys doing?"
Hello.
What'd she do?
She just waved at me.
She's probably like, "What the fuck?" What do I want to do this year? Yeah. I think everything you said.
Live.
Don't go homeless.
Live.
Which I'm actually a little worried about.
My car, Chicago.
My car is a. I just had to put. I'm having to put $1,000 into it. My brakes are all shot.
And your car is a speed trap.
Sensor. Yeah. Yes, it does. Yeah. A lot of speeding tickets.
You know, like the.
Oh, dude! I forgot to tell you this.
What?
You know how we talked about that one episode of the court case
mm-hmm.
where I had to go in for virtual court and they were like super mean to me and they're like, "We extend your shit to December 22nd."
Yeah,
yeah. So I didn't think I had to go back to court, mm-hmm. but I did.
Oh, you
and we haven't talked
it?
About this. No.
Okay.
So I go back and I was like, because I was like, can I get away with this? Like, I don't want to go back because I'm like, I don't want to deal with this shit again. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's gonna happen.
I'm just going to get mad at you again.
Right. So then I was like, all right. And it was such a process, but I'm like, fuck it. So I got home early one day. I was like, all right, let's just do it. I was waiting in the queue. I was probably waiting for like 5 minutes. And
you
I get
to wait
in.
Like an hour?
Yes.
Like
the last
before?
One
yeah.
before was over an hour. I had to wait there and I was pissed. I couldn't do anything because I was waiting.
And then they were just like, fuck
so
you.
This one I was like ready. So I was like, I pulled the podcast up to edit and I pressed play and they come on. I was like, fuck. But,
You're like jacking off.
Yeah. With the camera on.
Oh, Your Honor.
Sorry, Your Honors. No, but,
I do.
Yeah.
Wait, get in there.
It's about to tell the truth, the whole truth. What were you doing? But no, I,
it's just like.
Yeah. But I went, it was a different guy this time, still like 105 years old, like straight up. He was
like
probably.
Older or younger?
Probably an 85-year-old man.
Okay.
And so probably about the same age. Yeah, he was super hot.
Smoking.
No, he was.
Let me tell you.
He was a sexy old guy. And he was like, what did he do? So he was a judge this time, I think. Like, straight up. So he was like a judge, and it was just him that time. And he, you know, I had to do the fucking right hand or whatever and tell it whatever I do. And we got married, and then we were talking. He asked me, like, he actually let me talk this time. So he's like, tell me your case or whatever. And I was like, all right, like, I you know, I just moved to Chicago. I didn't really know the rules, and I $200 ticket's a lot of money for me. Like, I just hope that there's some sort of, like, any sort of forgiveness. It would be amazing. Like, I just really would appreciate it. He's like, well, have you bought the city sticker? I'm like, yes, I just put it on my car. And he's like, well, you didn't submit any evidence. He was kind of a little bit rude. And I was like, well, I didn't know I could, because I didn't know. I literally told him, I was like, I didn't know I had to go back to court, is what I told him.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I didn't think I had to submit any more evidence. And I don't really know how to. And he's like, well, you'd think if it's a lot of money for you, you'd submit evidence. I'm like, again, I didn't know that I had to go back to court. So I was like, well, can I share my screen? Because I was like, I have the email that tells me that I got it in the mail. He's like, oh, I don't know what your screen is capable of. Like, okay, well, I'm gonna share my screen. The only reason I asked him is because I was like, I don't know, because sometimes you can't if you're on, like, a Zoom call, like, they have it, like, blocked. So I was literally like,
close the porn tab.
Yeah, so I had to, like, yeah. Just like, yeah, doggy.
Oh, he's like, seeing it. He's like, I like
anime that. Porn.
He's like, I know that one.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I watched that one last night. I got that one up here.
That's a good kid. All right.
We'll let him off easy. No, but I shared my screen and I showed that I had purchased my shit or whatever, and took him a while to read it because he was an old guy, but he was nice, and I didn't have to pay it.
That's nice.
So $200 ticket I got
that's
away with.
Great.
So I still had to pay the late fee, which was like $78 total for that ticket, and then I have to pay for it again in March.
Damn.
So it was, I only get it for like 3 months.
That's weird.
I know. I was like, why do I only get this for 10 months? We're like, well, you were late, and it's 10 months from when you, like, moved into your place. So I was like, okay. But, like, why can't I not just do it from there and still pay a late fee?
Why is it 10 months?
I don't know. There was 10 months in like, 18 months. And the 18 months was, like, 170. I'm like, I can't fucking do that right now.
Why wouldn't it just be a yearly fucking...
I don't know. It's this is what I'm talking about. It's fucking stupid. Because they want to get you... I don't know. They have the number, like, the date on the sticker. He's like, if you don't pay that within 15 days, you can get another ticket. And we might not be able to get your money back for it. So I'm like, okay. But, like, I'm glad I fucking went. $200 fucking saved, and I desperately need that money. So I was happy with that, but that's an update on that whole situation. That was such bullshit, that first one, if you want to listen to that. I don't even know what episode that was, but
it's a sad one.
It was a sad one. I was pissed. And it happened like right before we recorded. Yeah. It was like an hour before.
God fucking damn. Yeah, so I gotta save this for the podcast. I
did it right away too.
You just immediately went into this rant.
Yeah, I was like, not to start off with this, but fuck this.
No, I mean, it's accurate. Yeah, what's going on, you know?
Yeah. But I don't know. That might be our episode today.
Yeah.
It's a little update Florida. But this is the first episode of the new year. So holla holla, episode 17. Oh, one thing I want to do in 2024 is continue the podcast.
That's oh, why. Yeah.
So we got to get all those episodes and do more episodes in person, because it's more fun.
If we could have money to travel.
Exactly, yes. I don't know when that'll be next, but we'll have some episodes. I'm glad we could get one done today. Our last day
for good fortune in the new year.
Good fortune.
Good fortune.
Good fortune, sir.
But
read your fortune. Give me your palm. Yeah. you're fucked this year.
Yeah, you are fucked this year. Car problems, homelessness, and dogs with cancer. Yeah, that's what you're getting this year. That's everything we asked for. And you're going to die.
After that.
Yeah,
you have
after.
To live through it.
Yeah. And December 31st, 2024, you die.
You're like, well, here's the new year. Yeah. I'm like in a wheelchair or something. Yeah, and I just get like, everybody's like, yeah. And I like slide off the...
off the balcony.
Or into the ocean.
Yeah, into the ocean. And the dolphin orgy gets us. Apparently there was a dolphin orgy.
Oh yeah, we
never
even said that.
Yeah, apparently they told us that like 10 plus dolphins were just like fucking each other in the bay over here. Like,
damn.
They were swapping partners. They were, didn't matter the sex, the age, the anything.
Yeah.
The color, creed, sexual orientation, their religious values.
Pronouns.
Pronouns, yeah. Didn't matter if you were part of the LGBTQ Bless community. I can't keep saying that. That's so bad. They were all just fucking each other, and it was beautiful, apparently. So I wish we could have seen it.
Shout out.
Yeah. Shout out. Shout out the dolphin orgy, dude. Hope to see it one day. All right. We will.
On that note.
Yeah, on that note, we will see you hopefully like next week. We should be able to record again. Something like that. When we're all back and nourished.
Malnourished.
When we're all malnourished, yeah. We'll be back to the regular setup and the regular scheduled program. Yeah, go follow MITM.podcast. MTBreakMind. Don't find that. No. No. Go follow MITM.podcast, MITM.podcast on TikTok and Instagram. And yeah.
Get a tattoo of it.
Get a tattoo of it. Also, go follow Archer Studios, ARTRA Studios. I think it's .dot studios. Maybe? I don't know. Archer Studios. Go find it. You know? It's probably tagged in one of the clips.
It'll
in
be linked.
Minimum podcast. Anyways, we'll see you next time.
Peace. See you.